Thank you. I have been a mother for 31 years and a recovering addict and alcoholic 26 of those years. I am a mother to two perfectly imperfect adult children that I love from to the depth of my soul. I want to thank Myra for asking me to be the Mother's Day speaker and for not taking no for an answer. By the time my phone call with Myra ended, I had a couple questions that kept rattling in my brain. The first question is, why me? While I'm still not sure why, I have learned that in life, when the universe calls and when Myra calls, that I should answer. The second question is, what have I learned as a mother? The answer to this question is infinite. I've learned many things from my mother and the many women in my life that have stood for my mother. Most of all, I have and I continue to learn on my journey as a mother. I have learned that as I travel this road of being a mother, there are many country roads of twists and turns, there are expressways with fast cars, and there's neighborhood streets that allows me to slow down and be present. I have experienced emotions such as joy, sadness, anger, relief, disappointment, and too many others to name. I've learned the saying, a mother knows. This saying is real. I know when my children are in need or hurting, even if I haven't spoken to them. There are many times when I turn to my spouse, Sherry, and I say, my stomach's hurting. I need to get in touch with Ben or Shay. And inevitably, later that day, I will receive a phone call from one of them sharing with me a crisis or a hurt. I have learned to be a friend and a protector, and I have also learned to let go and let God. Elder M. Russell Ballard states that there is no one perfect way to be a mother. Each situation is unique. Each mother have different challenges, different skills and abilities, and certainly different children. This quote brings me to the most important lesson I've learned from being a mother. That lesson is grace. Due to grace, today I stand in front of you as a perfectly imperfect mother, and I'm proud of it. Don't get me wrong. During my journey as a mother, I often forget about allowing myself the grace to mess up and not be perfect, and the grace to not always be what my children and others need and want me to be. I often forget that I have done and I continue to do my best as a mother. I forget that I'm not alone on a journey of being a mother, that I have both past and present mothers that I can call for help. Especially when I get a phone call from one of my children and there are tears or intense emotions because of the decisions that they've made and the consequences from those decisions. 31 years ago, I became a mother, and 26 years ago, I began the journey of allowing grace into my life. Anne Lamott stated, I do not at all understand the mystery of grace, only that it meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us. Once I allowed myself the gift of grace, my journey as a mother, a woman, a human being began to change. I began to love myself, which enhanced the love I had for my children and others. I learned to have boundaries for myself, and one of those boundaries was never to make a promise to my children or others that I could not keep. I made this promise after telling my children on numerous occasions, this weekend we'll go to the movies. But when the weekend came, there was no money for the movies. The money was always spent on food, clothes, their education, or I was just too tired from working one or two jobs or working and going to school full time. It really hurt to see the disappointment on their young faces. I learned that I didn't want to disappoint them or others, and I learned that promises are sacred. I became a mother that they could depend on, and I became a person that others could depend on because of that promise I made to myself. With grace, I take responsibility, and I am accountable for my decisions. I learned to regulate my emotions and stop trying to control everything in my life so it would be perfect. I learned to accept what I could change and things I could not change. This continues to be a difficult lesson for me. There are times when I just want my children, my clients, my friends, and even Sherry to do it my way. But I am wise enough to know that I must accept them for where they are in life. Sherry and I recently went to visit our daughter, who will be 30 in August. She began to tell us that she has been reflecting on life and wanted to make some changes. And I opened my mouth, my big mouth, and stated something like, "Oh, you're thinking about going back to school." I knew this as soon as the word popped out of my mouth that was a mistake. That was my hope for my daughter. That wasn't hers. I was not accepting her choices in life, and at that moment, I wasn't accepting who she was. Ella Baker stated, "Until the killing of black men and black mothers' sons become as important to the rest of the country as the killing of white mothers' sons, we who believe in freedom cannot rest until this happens." I cannot remember the last time I slept through the night. My son Ben is 31 years old, so it had to be about 13 years ago when he went off to college. As a mother to a black son and daughter, I constantly worry. When I get a call from a number I do not know or not mean, on my phone it says unknown on the screen, my first thought goes through my head is about my children. My second thought is he or she dead or in jail? Grace has taught me to tolerate and accept that I will always have these thoughts, especially now when I often learn about another black mother's son dying a violent death. I'm grateful and mindful whenever I speak and see my children. I notice a sigh traveling through my body when I receive a text from my children that says I love you, or a phone call where there's an innocent question or just sharing some news. I know that for this moment and time, all is physically, if not emotionally, right with them. Grace has taught me to be mindful and to live in the present moment. I was recently asked for a quote about mindfulness and meditation. I stated, "Practicing mindfulness allows us to be more aware and receptive to how we're feeling and the reality that we are in. Being mindful is a way of finding pleasure and fulfillment in everyday things without judgment, and this can make a considerable contribution on our lives, our family lives, and the community's life." What does that mean for me as a mother? I started my mindfulness practice after attending a New Year's Eve meditation mass at Spiritus the year I graduated with my master's in social work. This was to be a transformation year for me. I wish I could say I'm perfect at mindfulness. However, I did become more observant of what makes me feel joy, sadness, grief, and anger. I learned to listen to my body. I taught this to my children, and I teach this every day to my clients. Practicing mindfulness allows me to listen without judgment, but with empathy. I mentioned spending time with my daughter recently. During our visit, there was some bickering, and I'm putting that mildly. But I was able to listen to my body and know that I had to take a retreat. I had to take a time out. Retreating gave both of us time to step back, reflect, and come together again. And our visit did not end in anger, but in understanding. Grace and mindfulness allowed me to see without judgment and with understanding my children's talents and dreams, and I learned to accept that I had talents and dreams also, and it did not mean that it would cancel out theirs. Grace has allowed me to be present and appreciative when my children and others take care of me. I remember once asking my son, when he was about 12 or 13, why he was sleeping on the floor in my room. I was humbled when he stated that he was sleeping on the floor because he needed to make sure that I was safe. You see, I was working on some trauma and therapy, and I wasn't sleeping well. And I went to my doctor, and she prescribed Ambien. I did not know that while taking Ambien, I would sleepwalk and go downstairs and make peanut butter sandwiches and have whole conversations with my son that I did not remember the next day. I stopped taking Ambien after that conversation. Another example is after having a conversation with my daughter and her telling me she stopped believing in Santa Claus when she was 6 or 7 years old. But she and her brother decided to keep up the charade because it made me happy. I am still not quite sure why the universe nudged Myra to ask me to speak today. But I appreciated the opportunity to mindfully reflect on my journey as a mother. I would like to end this with a prayer that I recite at least 10 times a day. Okay, and I would like to invite you all to say it with me. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know a difference. Thank you.